On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 28th of April, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring starts there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room there. Ashley's at the helm, and we have a special, I'm sure we have a national day of something.
Yes. It not only is it National Blueberry Pie Day, but it is also National Superhero Day.
Ooh!
Well, finally.
What are you going to do about that?
Finally recognized.
I'm thinking I might wear a cape at my other job today.
Okay.
Be well, a superhero, right?
You are a superhero over there. You work in the blood center there, getting blood from people.
Yeah, and on top of those two, it's also Great Poetry Reading Day and Workers' Memorial Day.
Oh, well, Great Poetry Reading Day.
Mm.
Look, you've had like 3 days in a row, Ashley, that
of
you just...
writing stuff, and it's also National Poetry Month.
Oh.
So, I'm not personally a huge fan of poetry. I have a difficult time comprehending it, but I think that's... I'm edging on sociopath, so that's probably why.
Well, you know what? To me, it should always rhyme. And when it stopped rhyming and it was still called poetry, I lost it.
Yeah, we had the National Laureate come by a few years ago to Chico and do a reading. And we, when I was at KRCR, we ran a sample of his work. And it just felt like a thesaurus to me. He was just rattling off synonyms. And like, I don't get it. I appreciate people who do, because I just, it's not in my capacity.
Yeah, well.
Well, now, Carl, I will say that when every now and then you'll still send me a poem. Not that you've written, but that you've, I wanted that open halfway, just so we can see the outdoors. Oh, it's okay. We're talking about our shade. Because I like to look out into the world of Market
the way
Street.
The sun is right
anyway,
now,
so National Poet Reading Day or Poet Day. Okay, today looks like sunny with a high of 87. Let's do a little bit of our forecast today. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 53. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 90, and Thursday night partly cloudy with a low of 57. Friday partly sunny. 87, and mostly cloudy on Friday night with 58, Saturday sunny, 87, and Sunday, 83. So we have a short sleeve weekend coming up. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Time to pull the Hawaiian shirts out.
Yes, and probably change the closets out so to get from the you know the sweaters and the boots. I love my winter wardrobe. But well, speaking of wardrobe, what a great segue to bring in our film critic Robert and the clevercritics.com. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And so you slid in here like I thought. Okay, you missed roll call, but you made it right to the line.
Yes, I yeah. Rolled in here right as it was starting. Yeah.
But so now we can talk about the Oscars we didn't see, but many of that you were surprised about?
Not too many that were crazy surprising. This year I got 17 out of 23 of the categories, and of the six that I got wrong, four of them, the one that ended up winning was my second. I thought was second most likely
Hopkins,
to win.
Anthony Hopkins, you know, you talked about Anthony Hopkins for a length of time last week, and he pulled it off.
He did. He was sleeping when he won the Oscar. It was 4 a.m. in Wales, and he did not want to make the trek all the way out to the United States. So the Oscars, they had a rule this year that if you were not in person, you could not give an acceptance speech, which happened to two different people. It happened to the costume designer of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and it happened to Anthony Hopkins as well. He was in Wales. It was 4 a.m. He woke up and was told, oh, you've won your second Oscar. And he did an acceptance speech after that. It was a pretty big surprise. There was kind of a lot of movement around the chance that Anthony Hopkins was going to end up winning and ending up beating Chadwick Boseman. I personally didn't expect it to happen. I didn't think it was going to. And then, yeah, it ended up happening. And now Anthony Hopkins has two Oscars.
So some of the stuff that, you know, just little snippets I read from different news agencies, there was a little upset over that. The guy from Black Bottom, Mulroney's Black Bottom, not winning.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of people who were upset about it. It was the only chance to give Chadwick Boseman an Oscar because he had died. And there were quite a few people who were upset. Members of Chadwick Boseman's family have even come forward and talked about it and said it's not a big deal because Chadwick never thought the Oscars were a huge deal. It would have been cool if he could have that, but they said it doesn't in any way invalidate the amazing career that he had. And I think that that is 100% true. In terms of Anthony Hopkins winning, I do think Anthony Hopkins gives a better performance, but I was also vying for Chadwick because it's his only chance to win an Oscar, and Anthony Hopkins already has one, and everybody already knows Anthony Hopkins is one of the greatest actors of all time. And another Oscar, you know, is great, but it wouldn't do much. And considering just that Chadwick Boseman won so many precursor awards, like the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards, or the SAG Awards, it was just very surprising that, oh, okay, it did end up going to Anthony Hopkins.
So... Okay, so are the Oscars, it is not just a popularity. It can't be just a popularity. It really, I don't care if you have 20 Oscars, it is voted on, or supposedly voted on, the best performance of the year.
Right.
In a film.
Right. And there's a lot of different, you know, aspects that go into that, but ultimately at the end of the day, it does come down to which performance did the body of the Academy think was the best performance? And it went to it went to Anthony Hopkins. The other big acting category, Best Lead Actress, was also a bit of a surprise because a lot of people thought that it was kind of like, is it going to be Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, or is it going to be Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom? And a few people were saying, oh, there's a chance that Frances McDormand might end up winning it. And she did. Frances McDormand is now a 3-time Oscar winner, tied with Meryl Streep for most Oscar winning actress. And it is weird. I think that the weirdest part about it is that the Oscars very rarely go for these type of super subtle, very minor and very small facial expression performances. Because Frances McDormand is fantastic in Nomadland. It's just such a subtle performance in comparison to every other performance in the category. And it ended up going to Frances, and Carey Mulligan ended up not getting it, who would have been a first-time Oscar winner. Viola Davis would have been a second-time Oscar winner if she had won. And there was quite a bit of surprise about that as well, but I think Anthony Hopkins winning was more of a surprise to people.
We're going to take a break here in a minute, but, you know, the fact is that No Man's Land finished, it won the Best Picture.
Yeah, and Best Director.
And Best Director. And I don't know, the people that vote, we haven't talked about who makes up the Academy. It's not just actors.
Right. The Academy is a big committee of, there's different sections of people. So there's the Directors Guild, there's the Writers Guild, there's a Makeup and Hairstyling Guild, there's an Editing Guild. What happens is each guild votes on the nominations for their own individual category. So the editors will vote on the nominations for Best Editing.
But they can't vote on anything else.
They can't vote on the nominations for anything else, but when it comes to winners, it is voted on by the entire Academy. So the editors will vote for Best Lead Actress, and the actors
right.
will vote for Best Makeup and Hairstyling.
So the editors are the ones that make up the ones who will be in contention for the Best Editing.
Right.
Who makes up the one? So it's a actor and actress group that pick the best actors?
It's the Screen Actors Guild, yeah. And they have their own award show called the SAG Awards.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so when it gets down to it, and so how many members in this? I remember they cut back a whole bunch of people.
Well, they didn't cut back. They actually added. They didn't take too many people off. They kept on adding thousands and thousands of people. I think that they're somewhere around 9,000 or 10,000 members as of right now. Yeah, and they were at 3,000 or 4,000.
I thought they were at 6. Okay.
About 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the idea then is that 10,000 people, let's just say, 9,000 people, vote for Best Picture.
Right.
and Best Actor.
But they are part of some kind of guild.
No, not at the finals. They're the guild.
No, so the editors that are part of the editing guild vote on the nominations for the editing category.
For the nomination.
But everybody in the editing guild votes for the wins for every single category.
Yeah. So they're somehow in one of the guilds to be in the full body academy and vote for the Academy Awards. You have to be in one of the guilds. So you're not just, you know, Joe Schmo that works at Schwab's. You know, you have to be in show business in one of the guilds. Yeah.
But the part is, though, when after the nominations, 9,000 people vote for Best Editor, Best Actress, Best Cinematography. So all 9,000 vote on the nominees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is what I mean. Yeah, I understood the part about the guilds. Okay. Well, that's probably what happens then, is that, you know, your Screen Actors Guild is just a portion of the whole enchilada there.
Yeah, that's why they started their own awards show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the writers, we have all these shows beforehand. We've got the Writers Guild. We've got the, okay, we're going to take a break when we come back. Stick around so we can talk about, we saw one of the pictures you recommended too, but we've got some probably new releases this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, has, you know, the only place that I buy guns is from John Bastiani. He started about the same time we did and has just a great business there. He works in appointments. Just give him a call at 222-8222. He does have a selection of guns. He does have ammo. But, just give him a call and he'll open the door up for you. And he's one of the finest gunsmiths in Northern California. Plus, customer service at Bastiani Arms has always been great. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. 7:17 in the morning, 52 degrees out there.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood starting May 1st. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Happy birthday, 80th birthday to Anne Margaret. Absolutely. You know, we're sitting here with our film expert, Robert
Burke is with us today.
Robert Burke, and I want to say a little bit about Anne Margaret. I mean, we just don't realize how accomplished she is in the fact that she had won 5 Golden Globes, was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, a Screen Actors Guild Award, and 6 Emmy Awards. She was a keen motorcyclist. She rode a 500cc Triumph in The Swinger, and more recently won an Emmy in her 2010 for a guest appearance in Law and Order. Happy birthday to Anne Margaret.
Well, there's more to Anne Margaret than that. She was also in Vietnam several times entertaining the troops. And she was very well loved and respected by so many Vietnam vets for her work there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're with Robert Burke. And, you know, Robert, Academy Awards are over. Let's talk about Robert for a second.
Okay.
This is the week that you... Robert's leaving us next year.
I am.
He's going off to college.
How does that feel?
Or university.
Surreal.
Surreal?
Yeah.
Well, you're really close with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a... they've been grooming. You've been grooming yourself because you're going to go... You've been in film and acting and, you know, so you've chosen a college that is on the other side of the country.
Yes. Emerson College in Boston.
Now, what is Emerson famous for?
They're a film school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't like slamming down oyster shooters.
Right.
But you could.
But the family's going to love to go to Boston. It's such a beautiful, vibrant.
Yeah.
And you can immerse yourself in a culture of that, you know, what it is.
A little bit different than
really,
that.
Really be involved in, you know, where you breathe, eat, and drink.
Yeah.
The industry. Yeah. Learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which you've done. Right from here, right from Reading. You've done everything you could possibly do here.
Why did you pick Emerson?
I was one of the ones that was accepted into, and it offered a lot of financial aid, and it's a very good film school. It was ranked number 9 for film schools in the country by the American Film Institute, and I've heard about it for, like, a long time. I've heard about it since I was in 6th or 7th grade, and I've done a lot of research into the type of programs that it offers. I really like that as a first-year student, I will be starting with film classes right away because a lot of colleges don't do that. They wait until you're done with your GE, and I'll be able to specialize in a few different things rather than one specific thing.
Now, the Emerson is it's well-known among film community, but you're still getting your regular degree. I mean, your degree will be in it, like you said, your general education degree.
Right.
I mean... credits that
yeah.
you're going to be taking. So it's not going to be like a trade school.
Right. There, and it's still a college. You'll still be getting a degree and everything.
Okay. And the so when you applied to it, you got, I guess it sounded like they were interested in you. Or did they try to recruit you?
No, I applied and was accepted from
you
there.
Know, you're famous out here. I thought maybe they'd heard of you. Somebody in here said, hey, I'm from Boston, and they said it's a great college.
Yeah.
So... That's now, have you? How many times have you been to Boston?
No. Zero.
Zero. So you haven't
I have
even gone
not
back.
Yet been to Boston, no.
Hmm.
Well, you're going to love Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to do there. First
Boston's going to feed you. I can't wait. And you promise when you come back, once you start. Now, tell us what the process is.
So I will be leaving and checking into my dorm room on August 24th.
That's
and the
this
first
right
day
here.
Of classes mm-hmm. start August 31st. Yeah.
Okay, so then you'll probably come home on break.
Right.
All right. So when you come home, will you come on the air?
Sure.
We'd love to hear. We want to follow your process. Because you've been with us since you're, what, 14?
Yeah. pretty young.
So we want to follow your process because I think what you're such a wonderful young man. I know your parents are super proud, and they know as you leave the nest, you're a solid person. You're not going to be caught up in anything. But what you will do, I think that you're going to be fed in a whole new way with the culture of Boston and the whole feeling of someplace else that you can never get. It's like reading a book. You can read a book, but until you actually go there and taste the food and meet the people and smell the air and put your feet on the ground, it's a different world.
Right. Right.
Here's some of the comments. This is great.
People love you, Robert.
Great
missing.
College. And I said something about doing oyster shooters, and mm-hmm. somebody then pointed out that all colleges have to do shots. Well, that's true. Some type of shots. What a great experience Robert's going to have in Boston and surrounding area. It's another person. Going to be nice to see Robert later in life on movie screens or behind the camera.
Behind movie screens, yeah.
Yeah, but you could be on them too. And I do agree, and I'm looking forward to that. He's going to love it. Then see, I hope you like snow, Robert.
Yeah, I've heard the
That's all right.
winters are pretty extreme.
And you'll love it.
And you got a great scholarship from the local Rotary.
Yes,
oh,
they did.
Oh,
yeah. Super.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just makes my heart feel so full. I feel like a proud mom in a certain sense, and I'm so happy. I know your parents are just like, you know, but like I said, you've been groomed. You've been able to, you're a well-rounded young man. I mean, here you are, you know, again, you've gone to work, you've been in school during COVID. You've been able to, come in, of course, socially distance and do that. COVID's been, you are of the generation of experiencing what it is to not go to school during COVID.
Yeah.
And what do you do with your life? You're trying to do what you can to still work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working at night. Now, somebody said it would be great, and I think it would be too. After you've got yourself settled down there. Call back in one day.
Yeah.
And tell us what your experience is. Is this what you expected? What are you doing in the film part of it right away? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody else you know that is going to be there?
I do not know. I don't know anybody. None of my friends are going to the East Coast. They're all staying on the West Coast for college.
So that will probably be the first 6 months will be the,
yeah,
you know,
it
will be.
For
yeah.
Sure.
But you'll find your buddies. You'll find your buddies, and they'll probably be lifelong buddies, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So final thoughts here about going off to school, the Academy Awards, and all that, because we've got to take a break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to head off to film school. It's coming up soon, and it's going to be a weird, 4 months of just kind of sitting and waiting for it to happen. Yeah.
Well, our town, Reading loves you.
Thank you.
So, we did see Nobody last, we rented Nobody last night.
Oh, yeah. Did
and
you guys like it?
Well, we're going to watch it again. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, you know what?
John Wick.
I think it was John Wick producers? Or
yeah,
something?
It was the producer of John Wick.
Well, if you haven't seen Nobody, we spent the $20 last night because we broke down.
Well, we haven't been to the movies,
and
so this was our treat.
This was our treat. And the, if you haven't seen Nobody, it's the guy that stars in, he was in
Better
Breaking
Call
Bad,
Saul, yeah.
But he was Better Call Saul.
Bob
Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, yeah.
Odenkirk. And it starts, I'll just tell you, It just starts off a little slow. But when it picks up, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Pay attention to every detail.
Yeah. Especially the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
Cool. Well,
Robert,
thank you
so much.
Robert,
thanks so much for being here.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Our congratulations to you.
And Emerson.
Emerson College.
Thank you.
So cool.
They're lucky.
Thank you.
They are lucky.
All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for about 2 decades. It's a better-known business. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety or your family's safety, and he can fix anything, whether it's a chip, a little bitty chip, or cracks over 24 inches in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. You won't be disappointed. Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
It's a struggle, it's a war. Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 9th, with seating options at 10 a.m. and 12 noon in the Wind River Event Center. Your buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Table of six for $135.
Taxes and fees apply.
Tickets must be purchased by calling 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or at windriver.com. For the complete menu, download the Wind River app or log on to windriver.com.
All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Shasta County, my name is Alyssa McEwen, and I'm leading the effort to recall three of our Shasta County supervisors. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood starting May 1st. By signing our petition, this allows the public to vote in an upcoming election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We're tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and a failure to defend our county against corrupt politicians like Gavin Newsom. It's time for a recall so we can restore Shasta County to accountable, transparent, responsible government. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:33 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, you can reach them at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also received 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. All of these at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda and I are here with Colleen Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And today is the day.
With Shining Care.
Yes.
Always Shining Care.
And today, again, like what Carl said, the Healthy Brain Symposium.
Yes.
And it says, Learn Brain Health and Dementia Prevention Strategies. And we all know that this last year has created for many people, there's been just overload with the COVID and with politics for many people of all ages. We've talked about this, many of us, the brain fog.
Yes.
Of what happens. And then you start to question, what's going on with my brain. So today, tell us what our listeners and the people out there in Radio Land can look forward to.
Oh, my goodness. We have so many amazing speakers. Actually, a good portion of our out of the area, we have Dr. O'Hara, who will be talking about sleep, how important sleep is for us, and, you know, working with your stress, between the politics and COVID, and then working hard and learning how to work in a new atmosphere as well. I mean, it plays a toll on us. So, I'm only 58. I say only, but I'm there. But, you know, we are working harder, and there are days that we're going, oh, my gosh, I can't even remember what I was going to say, or exactly. Why did I leave the room? Or,
right. What was I looking for?
I know, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of stress on us, and our brains are so important, as we all know. And so with the symposium today, with the variety of speakers we have, we'll be addressing anything, nutrition, exercising, keeping our brain, you know, in gear, involved in things, and keep it active, and all the importance of it.
I think the things that work for your brain work for your body. I mean, in the sense of you're doing, it's the three stools, you know, three stool legs. It's sleep, exercise, and proper diet. And that not only keeps you healthy physically, but also mentally, then, it sounds like you're talking about.
It does. And, you know, we're never too young to start.
No.
You see the great young girls, they learn how to start putting that wrinkle stuff on early age, you know, because they're starting to take care of themselves. They're realizing at such a young age how important, you know, certain aspects of their life are. And so is our brain. And we really need to start taking account of what we're doing to it.
So, okay, so today you have, this is a Zoom webinar.
And in person.
Okay, yes. So where is it in, can somebody go?
Oh, yes, we still have about 10 more seats left.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So we're doing a total of 40 at the max, and it's going to be at the Commons out there on Shasta Lake Boulevard.
Okay.
4712 Lake Boulevard.
Okay.
Mountain Lakes Boulevard.
Thank you. Yes.
I know. It just flipped out of your brain.
Yes, it did. It did.
Now, this is free also.
It is free. Yeah. Our speakers have, you know, they didn't charge us to speak. We have someone coming that will be coming from Stanford. She's the Associate Dean of of Medicine. We have Dr. Johnson, who's from UC Davis, and, you know, he works with Alzheimer's. So we'll be talking about dementia and Alzheimer's as well. We have some vendors that will be there that have some great information to share. Goodie bags full of a wealth of information.
So Donna Ross, licensed physical therapist and medical home care professional, will be also there to talk about benefits of physical, occupational, and speech therapies for brain health.
Yes.
And exercise, she'll do a demonstration about certain exercise. We don't think about how do we can exercise our thigh, but how do we exercise our brain?
Mm-hmm. And
besides reading,
exactly, puzzles and, you know, lots of things like that. But she's going to give us some exercises. Nice thing is, even though some of those who are virtually going to be joining us, we have uploaded all the handouts. And so when they log on to their event page as a virtual attendee, they can download all this information that we're sharing.
So how does one do that? Where do they go? I see that you've got free registration at shiningcare.org.
Correct. Right.
That's where they sign up.
That's where they sign up, especially this morning since we're out setting up. We won't be near those phones. Normally I would tell you to give us a call. You can try. I'll have my phone. I just can't guarantee.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about you, Colleen. Here it is, the day of the event, and you love what you do. You come the day of, in the midst of all the, what it is, you know, trying to, what it is to coordinate an event, and it's so important for you, what you do, it has such importance that you came on this morning, because if there's anybody out there that is available and is thinking that they want to know more, perhaps it's you, perhaps it's just information. If you're caring for somebody who's elderly, or you're worried about the fact that, you know, you're skipping sentences and you can't understand the cognitive aspects of perhaps what may be happening, go and listen to Dr. David Johnson. Again, he's an associate professor in neurology at UC Davis on in regarding Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And then, of course, we also again have Dr. Ruth O'Hara, who is an associate dean of research from Stanford University School of Medicine. These people as well didn't charge, as you said, Colleen, to come today because it's so important for them. You know, you kind of live what you love and love what you live.
Yes, yes, we do. And we really want as many people as we can possibly get on. Zoom can hold up to 100 today. We're almost at the halfway point there. So there's plenty of room.
And you can, if you just go to shiningcare.org, and at the very top, just click on that, and it takes you to the
to our event.
Yeah, fill out this form and for this thing today, the Healthy Brain Awareness Campaign and the symposium. And the it's easy to do. You just sign up and you get going there.
And now, I looked at your poster. It says there the panel, they're going to be a question and answer session.
Oh, yes.
So if anything, if somebody wants to attend this and they feel like, my God, here is your opportunity to be in the audience and ask a question. You know what? How long would it take you to be able to get into UC Davis, first of all, and talk to an expert about Alzheimer's? Now the guy's going to be here.
Yep, he's going to be here. And we're also live streaming it on Facebook. I know not everybody does Facebook, but we're trying to find all the ways we can possibly. So we'll have someone monitoring the internal chat of our Zoom as well as Facebook for questions. So
okay. Well, that's another good way of doing it then, too. So all you have to do is go on to Facebook, the Shining Care Facebook page.
Yeah.
Then you can watch that. Now, tell us, you know, for people that maybe are unfamiliar with Shining Care, talk to us about that.
Sure. Shining Care is a nonprofit that works with our older adults and those disabled after the age of 18, as well as our loved ones, because they're usually the ones that are caring for them. And we want to be able to support them, too. And it's one thing to, you know, get hold of our parents and say, okay, here's what we, you know, here's what we need to do, what we can do, and here's your choices. We want to make sure that, you know, you're well-respected, you're living the life you want to. Just because we get old doesn't mean everything has to go downhill from there. We're here to help advocate and support them. So, you know, get in contact with us. We'll do a free consult, and then if we need to step into an assessment, we do a free assessment. And we basically, they walk away with a roadmap of options and a plan if some want, you know. They may be okay now, they may be stable, but they're starting to notice a few changes. And this allows us to be able to help them plan ahead of what they're going to need in order to stay safe and healthy and independent.
You know, y'all have done so much for the elderly community in our town. And it's been going on for how long? How long has Shining
2009.
Gosh, it seems longer than
well,
that.
Well, we love you guys. We really appreciate you. We know that you always do a big fundraiser every year. And unfortunately this year, I mean, all we could do, we supported you with everything we could with air and press. We were out of town for you had just a few people that got together, and it was online as well, like so many events.
Yes.
But it looked really wonderful. And did you do well?
It didn't do as well as we would have liked.
Right.
I think as far as the fundraising part, which is always so important for us, wasn't there. But getting awareness out to us is just important. If it touches just one person to us, it's always worth it.
Well, okay. I think, Colleen, is what we all have to do. 2020, just drop it.
I'm with ya.
You know, I've broken my promise to myself that on January 1st I would never mention 2020 again. And I have, because you just can't help talk about it. But let's just let this one go. And this year it's going to be just great. It's going to be better than ever. Today at 10 o'clock, the Shining Care Healthy Brain Symposium. You can sign up for it. You can watch it on Facebook. And think about this. It's the information you're going to get.
Yes.
From the very best.
Yes, so we just, you know, Shining Care would like, you know, thank like Willow Springs. They were our big major sponsor. And then we're working with the county with a grant. We're part of their grant for the Healthy Brain Initiative. So they're incorporated in this. And so all these people, it offers so much to our community, and I really encourage them to come out. Even if you can't register and you just want to show up, I'll put some chairs out. We'll make it social distance.
Thank you so much. You're amazing, Colleen. Well, congratulations. Good luck in that. Again, go to shiningcare.org. If you can't be there today, you go, you know what? I need to know some more of this information and sign up. You can Zoom it.
Yes.
And get on.
Or you can just get it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep. Lots of ways to join us.
And this is go down to your family down there. They're all starting to lean a little bit to the. Oh, okay.
I even said it to my family in Washington.
Well, you know what? It's we're all going through that time when our parents and our grandparents, or even ourselves, things are starting. You know, as we age, everything ages.
Yeah.
So including your brain.
Definitely. And thank you to you both. You guys have always been a big supporter, and we just love you too.
We wish you very well and success on this event, and for someone to have some great big ahas today.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
If I had a brain, I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County, my name is Kathy Stainbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops in your neighborhood starting May 1st. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And now, back to our show.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Greatest Showman.
Oh. Yeah, we got to watch that one again.
It is 7:49 out there, 28th of April.
We got lost.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and one of Linda's favorite places to work out in. Because, you know, you have to work out by lifting this, lifting that, kicking your legs up when you see something you like.
Shoot.
Jumping over the counter.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, all that stuff. Four Winds Jewelry, great people. Great selection of jewelry. And super fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Supreme Court is taking on, it's taken a while, but they are taking on a Second Amendment case. This could be the single most important unresolved Second Amendment question. And that is, the case involves a New York law that requires applicants for a handgun carry license to show proper cause, which according to state courts means more than a generalized desire to protect one's person and property. Applicants must demonstrate a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community, which in practice means that ordinary New Yorkers have no right to armed self-defense once they leave their homes. And let's just take this out to California. In California, and we live in Shasta County. We live in Shasta County where the sheriff believes in your right to carry a concealed weapon, a concealed firearm. He believes that your explanation is I want to defend myself and my family is more than enough. And you go through the background checks, you go through the training, and you're able to carry a firearm. In San Francisco, it's just the opposite. We're in Shasta County. We have close to 12,000 CCW holders. In San Francisco, they have probably less than 10. In Los Angeles, it's about the same number because you have to prove that you need to carry this. Oh no, it's got to be more than just, you know, fear of your life. It's got to be more. And in some cases, they're trying to do things like, have you go through psych evals, have people in your family go through psych evals. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, the vast majority of the states are less demanding than New York. Some states don't even, you don't have to go through anything, and you can just carry concealed. Typically requiring the person who want concealed handguns meet a short list of objective criteria. But several states, like New York's, they are enforcing standards like good cause. California, proper purpose. Massachusetts, justifiable need. New Jersey, good and substantial reason. And a reason to fear injury in Hawaii. In that case, now, the Supreme Court's going to hear this term. The New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, joined by two New Yorkers who unsuccessfully applied for a carry license in their county, argue that such policies transform the rights of people, right of the people, into a privilege enjoyed only by the favored few. A law that flatly prohibits ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying a handgun for self-defense outside the home cannot be reconciled with the court's affirmation of the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. And that, of course, was the 2008 case District of Columbia versus Heller, which overturned the ban on handguns in Washington, D.C. While the decision focused on the right to use arms in defense of hearth and home, it was more generally recognized the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. Now, two other aspects of the Heller reinforced the argument that these threats are not just within the walls of your home, they are out on the street. That the right to bear arms necessarily extends beyond the four walls of one's home. Court said the decision did not cast doubt on laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings. A caveat that would have been unnecessary if the right to armed self-defense were limited to the home and described bans on the open carrying of pistols that were overturned by the state Supreme Courts. Two federal appeals courts, the 7th and the D.C. Circuit, have agreed that the Second Amendment protects the right to carry firearms in public, But the Second Circuit, which rejected this lawsuit, concluded that New York's regulations are constitutional, and further appeals courts, and as you know, the Ninth was one of them, have upheld similar policies in other states. This is huge. This is huge, my friends, that the fact is that if the Supreme Court, which is meeting and says that you have the right to carry a firearm outside your home, upends a lot of the laws that you see that are happening in states. Many states have much less onerous laws, rules, and restrictions on carrying. And like I said, some you don't have to even apply to carry for in some states. You can just carry concealed. Okay. I'm looking forward to see what happens on that. And and like they said, the petitioner said, tens of millions of citizens are being deprived of individual fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution. So, okay. Ann Margaret's birthday. Do you want to talk about the recall? As you know, the recall is on hold. And, you know, yesterday I was on Facebook and I listened to, Alyssa talk about what happened here. You know, it said a signature snafu. Well, there was a mistake in it. One of the things is that you have to, said that the recall, this is what Kathy Darlin Allen said proponents of recall did not include their signatures in notices of intention published in the Record Searchlight paper. Now, you would think that that would be a big, you know, how do you miss signatures? But according to Alyssa last night, it wasn't the signatures. It was the wording of it, a legal document that, you know, it's signatures and then it has a slash S on it. And the slash S did not make it into, by mistake, and she accepted that, did not make it into the final draft of that. Even though it made it in the first two drafts, it didn't make it in the final draft. So that's what happens, is then they call it back, and they terminate that one, which means then is the group that wants to recall the supervisors now have to come back, reserve them. Probably be May 3rd, whatever the first, they didn't have a Board of Supervisors meeting this week, so it'd be next week. They'll serve them then, and they'll go right back and put the notice back into the Record Searchlight. It is a very technical thing, and the point is that there was a mistake made. I guess that's the bottom line. And she owned up to it, and and so they're going to fix it.
Okay, finally, I just, you know, we've heard about these, you know, Zoom, meetings and nightmares that can happen if you turn on your camera in a certain way. Well, in Ottawa, Ontario, a Canadian Parliament member was caught stark naked in a virtual meeting of the House of Commons. Seems that William Amos, who is a representative of the Quebec District of Pontiac since 2015, appeared on the screen of his fellow lawmakers completely naked Wednesday. The pandemic has meant many Canadian lawmakers participate in sessions via video conference instead of in person. A screenshot obtained by the Canadian press shows Amos standing behind a desk between the Quebec and Canadian flags. His private parts are hidden by what appears to be a mobile phone in one hand. This is an unfortunate error, in quotes, Amos said in a statement sent by email. My video was accidentally turned on as I was changing into my work clothes after going for a jog. I sincerely apologize to my colleagues in the House of Commons for this unintentional distraction. Obviously, it was an honest mistake, and it won't happen again. So while you're at home and you're Zooming and you're calling, and you're jogging or you're out of the shower and just be sure that the screen is not in full mode.
Well, you know, my favorite Zoom stories on Zoom calls have had to do with animals.
and babies.
You know, and babies. But the animal where they went into it and they said, okay, everybody, you know, they turn on your video, and they did. It was a dog or a cat sitting in the chair just looking at the screen. And And that's who attended the Zoom. The Zoom conference was a dog sitting there looking at the screen, or a cat licking itself, which was inappropriate. Okay.
Because they don't care because they can.
How can you lick yourself like that? I just do. Okay. When we come back, we're going to have Celestina Traver. Lots of questions already in the chat room for Celestina concerning Veterans Affairs. She is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And we have a lot of questions. I have some for her, too. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's all about the science. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci says about the CDC's decision to ease its COVID mask-wearing guidelines.
The risk of getting infected if you are vaccinated and outdoors is extremely low. I mean, minusculely low.
Fauci, the government's lead infectious disease expert on NBC's Today Show. When he goes before Congress this evening delivering an address marking his first 100 days in office, President Biden will pitch more federal spending, $1.8 trillion more. It has been dubbed the American Family Plan and may include child care, universal pre-K, and family leave. Well, if you think it's time for a major overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, you're on the same page as Republican Senator Tom Cotton. He says the time is now.
Cotton says a great deal of U.S. immigration policy ignores its primary function.
The most important thing at any immigration system is to naturalize new American citizens.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he's opposed to the widespread use of so-called non-immigrant visas.
We should not be training the world's best and brightest if they don't want to come here and stay here.
Cotton says he favors a point-based system that ranks immigrants according to their usefulness to the U.S. economy, a system he says is working well for both Australia and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge in North Carolina is now holding a hearing focusing on whether to release police body cam video, the fatal shooting of a black man in Elizabeth City. Andrew Brown Jr. was shot last week while driving away from deputies who arrived at his home with warrants. Protesters have been on the streets of Elizabeth City every night since. They're demanding release of that police body cam video. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 113 points, while the S&P trading 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Deutsche Bank's restructuring is bearing fruit.
The bank had its best quarter in 7 years. CEO Christian Suing says Germany's largest bank is benefiting from ongoing cost discipline. On top of that, an improving economy means the bank is seeing fewer losses on loans that aren't repaid by businesses. Deutsche Bank has been going through a years-long restructuring by dumping less profitable business areas and cutting its workforce.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. China planning to launch the core module for its first permanent space station this week. It will be the latest big step forward for the Chinese space program. So-called Heavenly Harmony module set to be sent into space aboard a Long March 5B rocket. The launch could come as early as tomorrow night if all goes according to plan. It would be the first of 11 missions to build and supply the space station for a three-person crew. News and analysis, townhall.com. A border state sheriff is tapped to lead ICE.
President Biden has nominated Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to be Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency has operated without a Senate-confirmed leader since 2017. ICE has more than 20,000 employees and an annual budget of $8 billion. Gonzalez, whose jurisdiction includes the Houston metropolitan area, was a sharp critic of former President Trump's immigration policies. After his election in 2016, Gonzalez withdrew Harris County from a federal partnership that authorizes sheriff's deputies to enforce immigration laws. Mike Gracia, Washington.
It's time for President Biden's first group of judicial nominees to go before Congress. Five of Mr. Biden's nominees will appear on Capitol Hill today for their confirmation hearing. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 100 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Ashley's at the helm. Ashley, do we have it's the 28th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion, Community Courage. Healing starts there. Ashley, hello.
Hi.
Any special day that you haven't already talked about?
On top of Blueberry Pie Day, Superhero Day, Workers' Memorial Day, and Great Poetry Reading Day, it is also National Bravehearts Day, which honors the families of pediatric cancer patients.
Ooh. Braveheart. Okay.
Fabulous.
You're truly a braveheart. Well, that's cool. Thank you, Ashley. And, of course, Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody.
Doing her excellent, her Oscar-nominated rendition.
Well, I have
weather.
The National Weather Service printout in front of me, so it's always fun because I like pictures, right?
So can we have
there's
some
pictures, but it's not in color.
Can we have the first one with kind of like a surprise?
Well, there's no
the second one with joy. The third one with despair.
No, I don't take orders like that. Oh. Sunny with a high of 87 today, overnight lows of 53. Then we have another little sunny picture. So it's sunny with a high of 90 tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. Thursday night, partly cloudy with 57. Friday calls for partly sunny. Little clouds in the sky with 87, overnight lows of 58. And Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 87. And Sunday will be 83. Sunny week, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends that are a veteran-owned business, they do veteran and senior discounts, located down in Anderson. Wonderful family, the Kinneys, and they do so much for our community as well. So that's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay. You know, one of my favorite times is when Celestina Traver joins us, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning.
Who has done such a great job over there and defending and helping, supporting our veteran community.
Yes.
I mean, you have. And,
thank you.
We have had some just outstanding people over there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office as the officer. And we've had some real dirtbags, if I can say that.
Gosh. Those
are, well, they are. They were. And they're gone now.
They're gone.
They're gone. Oh, two in a row.
Intense.
I mean, and then you had one, Tommy Keyes, who tried, started everything going back in the right direction.
Correct.
He fell in love, though.
Yes.
And he's married now, but he's married back in North Kakalaki, so as we used to say in the Marine Corps.
He's married to a cook, so they're cookie.
Cookly.
Cookie. Key,
oh,
Tommy
Key, that's
Key,
right. Tommy Key.
And Angela Cook, so together they make cookies.
Oh.
It's cute.
Oh.
It's cute.
Okay.
Well, he fell in love.
He did.
That's
he
wonderful. Really
did.
And that's why he left. But then left us in your arms. So.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what did you come in to talk about? Because I have a number of questions here.
Okay. So we're just busy, busy, busy. I gave you some stats that we, just to show that even though we weren't open all last year, we have we brought in over $5 million into the pockets of veterans last year, and I gave you the stats so you could look at them. I try to be completely transparent to everybody. I think it's really important to let the people, the public, know what we're doing, you know, within the county and our county office. And so if anybody ever has any questions, I'm completely transparent. I let everybody know what we're doing. We have a lot of projects in play. Lots of side projects, a lot of, I just talked to Senator Feinstein's office, and she actually called me and wanted to talk about microhousing for women veterans and their children, because one of the huge, one of my projects I really want to do is we don't really have housing for women and children, women veterans and children. We have transitional housing for men. We have all kinds of housing for men, but for women veterans with children, we do not. So they actually reached out to me and want to work with me. There's lots of federal grants. And so we're going to work with a few other agencies and bring microhousing to Shasta County.
Do we have any idea? Is there a map of where that would, where are we looking to do the microhousing?
We're just at the very beginning, so we haven't made it that far, but we are talking about it, and it is, we're moving forward on it, definitely.
So it's not homeless housing. It's for veteran, for women veterans and their children returning.
It's homeless veterans, women veterans with their children.
Okay.
It's a mix, but at least now we have women veterans with children, some housing for them, so availability.
Okay, so that's been a pet project, and mm-hmm. so that you're feeling like, and that's what we want every time that you come on the air to fill us in on what's been happening, new circumstantial situations, obviously, that have that's been going on in the last month.
Yes, and Memorial Day's on at the Vet Grove on May 30th, which is a Sunday.
The Veteran Grove.
The Veterans
at
Grove.
At the Civic Auditorium.
Which is at the Civic Auditorium, right.
Yes, so I want to invite everybody. We are going to have chairs 3 feet apart, and we are going to have a sack lunch. We, afterwards, if you want to partake, to go. And we're going to have some seating underneath the overture of the Civic, mm-hmm. but mostly it starts at 11. Please come. And we are having all the veterans organization lay a wreath again this year. So if you want to lay a wreath, please call our office at 225-5616 and let us know that you're going to be there to lay a wreath.
Okay. Do you have room for a couple questions?
Absolutely.
Here? Okay. Who's approved for the caregiver program? And what exactly is that?
So that's a great, I was going to actually ask that, so thank you, whoever asked it. That was one, that's a wonderful question because we get that all the time. A lot of veterans and their wives get confused between aid in attendance and the caregiver program. The caregiver program is ran by the VA clinic. It's actually a VHA program. It's funded by the health care, the veterans health care. And so what you do is you call the VA clinic and ask for the caregiver coordinator. And what they do is they have a couple coordinators on site and that they can also talk to you on the phone or video chat, and they will walk you through how to sign up for that program. They did open it up for Vietnam veterans now, which is huge. So it's not just post 9/11 forward. It's mm-hmm. now opened up to 1975 into the past. So this is huge for our Vietnam veterans that really need their wife to take care of them and help them out.
Okay, and so you apply for it, and then the VA pays the caregiver.
They pay the wife or the caregiver a stipend, and it's a stipend that they get every month depending on what level of care they have to provide. And you have to go through 5 different levels of The process is about 5 levels, which means that you must meet with a social worker, you must meet with the primary care, you must answer all these questions. It's pretty extensive, and it takes about 3-4 months to get approved. But once you're approved onto the program, then you have it opens you up to a lot of other programs like respite and things like that.
So let's take a quick break. I'm going to come back and visit this again, because aid in attendance is just a stipend. When you use the word stipend, I always think it's like $2, but no, it's a lot more than that.
Yes, it is.
It's what the veteran has earned as a benefit for serving. So you have aid in attendance, which is just it's a cash payment that comes out every month to defray the expenses of helping.
And
the
that
veteran.
Goes to the veteran.
Right, and that goes to the veteran or his conservator or whoever's taking care of him, right?
It's paid to the veteran, and then, yes, but we can talk about the difference.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Louts Landscape and Supply. Linda, they have sod down there.
Ooh.
And I'm going to have to call Cindy because, you know, I've given up on parts of the backyard. I just don't think it's ever going to grow anything out there in this one spot. So I'm, or
we got a lot of crabgrass.
Maybe 2 spots. Okay, maybe most of the yard.
Crabby grass.
However, you know, Laux Landscape can take care of that. They have the Bolero plus sod by Delta Bluegrass paired with their Jumpstart fertilizer that will get you going. And I've just had friends who just had sod laid, and their yard is absolutely beautiful. And thank the Louts for that. They also have a home of Ucart Concrete with a large fleet of concrete trailers if you want to do those bigger jobs and pavers and all of those things at Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Roads. You can give them a call at 378-2220. You won't be sorry. Really good people. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver. It is 52 degrees out there at 15 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 28th of April.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st for the Twin Powers Health Fair at Healthwise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans, and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Is beer good for horses? Yeah, I think so. As long as they don't over-imbibe and stagger. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com, and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Judy's been helping family, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. She's got a special place in her heart for veterans. She does such a good job in helping out with that. If you're looking for such an opinion on your retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call. Things have changed a lot. So she's offering a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Linda and I are here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, who's built her office.
And you have new people. Didn't you say that you added some new?
Are you looking for new people or what?
We are flying a new position. It closes May 21st. Tyler Miller is leaving.
Tyler's leaving?
Yes.
Where's he going?
He's going to Ventura County. He actually is going to be a VSR in Ventura County.
Well.
So he's transferring. He wants to be closer to family. He had a baby.
Oh, boy.
Well, his wife had a baby.
Yeah. Well, they had a baby, yes.
And he's decided that he wants to be closer to family.
Yeah.
And have more support. So they're taking off.
Yeah.
And this in May. And so we're looking for a brand new veteran service representative. So
okay. And what does that entail exactly for people listening that, well, I could do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take retired people into something like this, can't you?
We can. We have no problem with age or anything. You have to pass two legal exams, and you can't file claims until it takes about 10 months on the floor of studying and passing these federal legal tests.
Right.
So if you want to study and go back to school and study and learn law, and you also have to know medical verbiage, you have to know the human body, you have to know all the muscle groups and stuff like that, you have to know the veins and the heart and all the different diseases that can happen. So if you're really interested in writing up legal claims and you love veterans and you are a veteran, please apply.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about and it's a good place to work. You get to work for Celestina, and you get to help veterans.
Yeah, so we have fun.
And people are very, I think people are very thankful for the help you give them, too.
I think so, yeah.
I think they are.
Yeah, we get a lot of good feedback. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to this caregivers again. The difference between the health or the aid and attendance is the money goes to the veteran himself.
Correct.
But with the caregiver, the money goes to the caregiver.
Correct, yes.
And when you say stipend, again, that's just me, but I think stipend, it's like, $5. But It's not.
No, it's around $500. And what it's supposed to do is you're helping taking care of your spouse. So, therefore, you're having to take off work to take him to Mather or her to Mather or to San Francisco VA. And so you have to take off a day of work to do it, correct? So it helps fill in the financial gap in that. Sometimes you'll have to you have to get up an hour or two early to prep his day or her day, mm-hmm. or you have to come home after work, or even if you can't work because, let's say they have a traumatic brain injury or if they've lost a leg with an IED and you need to not work, it helps offset your income and give you a little bit of income because you can't work because you're staying at home taking care of
that
wounded
very much.
Veteran. No, it is not. That's the beginning. There's three tiers.
Okay.
It's going to change to two tiers, and I don't know what the second tier pays, but it pays probably around $1,500.
Okay.
It's not a lot to ask a wife to stay home from her job and take care of a veteran or husband, stay home from his job and no longer work to take care of.
And this just isn't, we're talking about, you know, people have been injured in combat.
Correct.
But it can also be a veteran. It could be an older veteran.
Well, it has to be combat-related.
Okay, combat-related.
Yes.
Okay.
Or injured in the military of some sort.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
So it can't just be as they get older and there's
correct.
Help. Okay.
Correct.
That falls into some other program. Now, you said from that care program, though, caregiver program, they can get into other programs that can help take the pressure off them and give help to the veteran?
Yes, they actually get counseling. They get respite care. Let's say that over a year they're exhausted and they need a break. They can have respite. They also get CHAMP VA.
Wait a minute, going back to respite,
yes.
To me that sounds like somebody comes in and takes their place for
That's
a few
correct.
Days.
Okay. That is correct.
Yeah, so you give them some days off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so you can give a break, and then you can go and take a break. You can switch places with a family member, mm-hmm. or you can bring someone else in as a secondary to take care of them so that you can have a break. Physically
okay.
and mentally.
So it's not somebody that they go to a group and just say, okay, here's somebody.
Correct.
It's somebody you know that you bring in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
No, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is good then. And now
it
you're
is.
Saying it's going to a second. But people have to understand is if you're home taking care of a loved one who's been injured and for whatever reason in combat or maybe even a car wreck. While on active duty,
mm-hmm.
In the line of duty, of course.
Of course.
You can get some money and then but you have to apply for it. It's going to take you 3 or 4 months. And then do they backdate it?
I'm not sure about
okay.
that.
Because sometimes
yeah.
they backdate it from the time you start your paperwork because it takes a while.
Through our programs, they do, but I'm not sure if the caregiver does that program.
Okay. All right. I know the aid and attendance does.
Yes, it does.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, another question, if I can find it. It's because the chat room moves on faster than I do. Okay, you got past John Kerry comments. wait a minute. Rotary. It's something about 61. Okay, never mind. Okay, you go on and I'll find it.
All right. I just wanted to talk about a little bit more about housebound versus aid in attendance. You must apply for your pension, non-service connected pension, in order to get these stipends of aid in attendance or housebound. The difference between housebound and aid in attendance is simply if you're housebound but you can move around and you're not bedridden, that's housebound status. So let's say you need someone to go shopping for you or go get your prescriptions and you need someone to maybe cook a couple meals for you, then that is housebound status. That means you get someone to drive you to our office, you know, to help you drive and help you maneuver.
Or pick up your groceries, like you said.
Absolutely.
And or prescriptions.
Yes. Yes.
Because you're not driving now. something. Well, no, I mean.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a number of reasons your vision's failing and
right.
all these things.
Oh, absolutely. And we tell people, they come into our office and they drove in or they rode a motorcycle or Harley in and they're like, hey, I would like to apply for housebound status. And we're like, how did you get here? And they're like, oh, I drove or I rode my Harley. And we're like, yeah, I'm not sure. I doubt if that you will qualify because you're walking just fine and things like that. So it's not for housekeeping.
Right.
It's for ADLs. So I just wanted to make that very clear because we get a lot of calls in with that. And with aid in attendance, it is for when you're bedridden or you need transferring. Like, let's say you need someone to help you in the shower bathe, or if you need someone to take you from the wheelchair to the bathroom, then that's the housebound.
And that's not just because I'm lazy, Linda, for the aid in attendance.
No, I think that that's really, these are important details that we start talking about. I have a girlfriend whose mother, I mean, she was married to a veteran. He's passed away, and she is 90, and she fell, and both of her kids now, three kids, are flying from everywhere to be with her instead of putting her in a home to take care of her. I think she broke a couple ribs and a shoulder. But it's been a slow process, and I thought, well, gosh, I wonder if there's something that can happen. I mean, she was married to a veteran, so this is just for, again, the aid in attendance. Can we kind of break that down to, is this for, can this happen for spouses of veterans?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, they can.
Well, you know what? I would have said no on that. But then after you just said it, I thought you have said that. It is also for spouses.
It is for spouses, absolutely. Widows can come in and apply for a widow's pension and get aid in attendance or housebound status for that. Excuse me.
Okay, and she has to go through the same thing that everybody else does. The doctor has to say it. She has to go through that. And
correct.
Then apply with her, apply through the government. It'll take 3 or 4 months. And
yeah.
Then it'll come, but then you get back paid.
You do get back paid.
And now, does her husband, is there anything about her husband being a veteran? Does he have to have served during combat?
Yes. One day, at least one day wartime service.
I think he did. Remember, he had some kind of disease that he got, being in service.
Yeah. But we'll find out because that could really help out that family too.
Absolutely. Have them come see our
Now,
office.
One of the things that
I live
did
in LA,
find
but,
out,
oh, okay.
I have a relative who's just through unfortunate circumstances, no fault of his own or of his son, is now his son's coming to live with him, and his son's like 30, and he's going to become his dependent. And I said, because my cousin's a retired colonel in the Army, I said, is there something like aid in attendance or something like they can get some kind of through some kind of VA program to help take care of him? And the answer is
no.
Because?
Because his accident or illness happened after the age of 18.
Okay.
Yes.
And I understand that.
I can
understand that.
You must be deemed totally disabled before the age of 18 before you can get extra benefits.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Powerhouse Solar. Gee, Powerhouse Solar. If you're thinking about solar energy, think about Powerhouse Solar. It's an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense. And as you know, they're pushing us into solar and wind. So if you can get in and get your solar power now, and right now you can get up to a 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, keeping the lights on when the grid goes down. And if you're out in PG&E land, that's going to happen. You just know that's going to happen. Give them a call. Give Powerhouse Solar a call at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. We'll be right back, 8:32 in the morning. Here on the 28th of April.
And they call me warrior. They call me loyalty.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood starting May 1st. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott this morning. You may have heard the commercial on the North State Now. I'm very excited about my show. The first Thursday and the last Thursday, if there's five Thursdays, I do the first and the fifth. And my show on Thursday night, tomorrow night, please don't miss it. I mean, if you're interested in music and that kind of thing, I have a wonderful drummer who does way more than that, that I worked with in Nashville. So we pre-recorded this show a few days ago because, you know, he's on tour and he is Jason Aldean's drummer. But we worked together before before the launch, you know, I worked with him for maybe 20 shows, and his name is Rich Redman, and it's just a wonderful interview about how he's become a Fortune 500 speaker. He talks about drumming is great for memory and Alzheimer's and what it can do for your rhythm, and I mean, he's got an incredible website, he's written books. I mean, this guy is just kind of like, you know, he breathes it, he eats it, and when you are on tour with the greats like Kelly Clarkson and Keith Urban, the list goes on about all the greats this guy's drum behind, and I had the great pleasure of knowing him. And oddly enough, there was a magazine that came through the studios here at KCNR that talked about interviews, and he was on the front cover, and I thought about him. I've lost contact. And there he was on the front cover, and he had a booking number, so I was able to make arrangements, and we had this great interview, and we talked about the past and what he's doing now. So that will be airing tomorrow night at 6 p.m., so please tune in here and hear all about Rich Redmond and what he's doing. And, you know, you may pick up some wonderful tidbits of information, but it's just great to know, like, where people go that many years ago. We worked together in 90, the late 90s, early 2000. So just to see how he has grown his career and so many elements of his life have just, you know, been such a positive force. So anyway, I want to share that. And, you know, Carl, you were going to say this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, located, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off of Athens Avenue, is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They operate on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. The only place I've gotten my haircut ever in Reading. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We're here with Celestina Traver, who, a veteran herself, heads up the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And we've talked about the aid in attendance and then caregiver program. And one of the things that you handed to me today was a semi-annual report from 01/01/2020 to 12/31/2020, of course, through the whole COVID time. Now, what does this say to me right here? It says awards like total non-public assistance retroactive.
This is the back pay we got into the veterans' pocket from awards that we did in 2020 that we got back.
Okay.
What I'm showing here is that even though we were closed, we never slowed down. We got over $5 million in veterans' pockets, and reoccurring in veterans' pockets is the second line down there.
Right.
And that means that they're constantly going to, every month, bring in some sort of amount.
Okay, now the back pay you got was $4 million in back pay last year. And then every month they're getting, it says monthly reoccurring, of $439,000. It's really $440,000 total non-public assistance monthly.
Absolutely.
So that's the monthly reoccurring pay that comes to our veterans for injuries and other things that occurred while in service.
In Shasta counties, and this is really changes their lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them. What if they lost their job? Now they have money to sustain, you know. Now they have health care, you know, and there's so many other benefits that comes with getting service connected, which is incredible.
And then this one here is, it says, I'm sure it says buying reimbursed, the total lump sum.
So we do a Medi-Cal cost avoidance. And so if, let's say, a veteran and his spouse applies for Medi-Cal, and we're talking Medi-Cal on any level of Medi-Cal, and we get a report from Medi-Cal. And what we do is reach out to that veteran and say, hey, come into our office and let's see if we can get you on our benefits, which pays more than Medi-Cal, and get you off of Medi-Cal and get you into the VA. And so what we do is we get them off of Medi-Cal and we get them into the VA, getting them money. Mm-hmm. We get them health care and many, at least 20 other benefits come with all of that. So it's a better... it's just a better program all in all.
Okay. The other, the rest of them are a little bit lower amounts, but, you know, and are not monthly reoccurring, it doesn't look like. Now, the $223,000 was for total Medi-Cal prior awards verified.
Yes.
Came in last year.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add all this up, for the numbers of total benefits, claims filed, 879, verifications, 366, claims reopened or opened or reopened for, you know, a variety of different reasons. And it comes out to a total of over $5 million came through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office that went into the pockets of veterans in our county.
Correct.
who spent that money.
Yes.
I imagine.
In Shasta County.
In Shasta County.
Yes.
So then you add, if you go, like they say, 3 to 1 for every dollar, mm-hmm. and then it's, you know, it's how many people, so I've heard 6 to 1, but let's just say 3 to 1. So that's a, you know, if you look at it like that, that's $15 million that went into the Shasta economy, Shasta
Absolutely.
County economy through your office.
Yes, yes. And we change lives. That's what we're here for, to support our veterans and change their life and help them. Yeah.
And
I do want to reach out and say thank you to my team. Oh. I have an excellent team. All of my employers and all of my people that work at the Veterans Service Office, including the office assistants, just are excellent and outstanding.
The fact is, it takes a team.
It does
take a team.
It does.
But it takes the leadership, too, of the team. And I have, I applaud, you know, your perseverance in being with that. You've been with that office for how long now?
Oh, my goodness, 11 years. Yes.
Wow, and congratulations. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But at the same time, we started here, the show.
Our station.
And people need to know this. The county does not have to have this office.
That is correct.
The county has...
It's not mandated.
They're not mandated to have this office, even though this is the only office that actually, can I say this, makes a profit, mm-hmm. that brings in money and does so much for the community. But it's not mandated. And if this is something that you believe in, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, when you get a chance, when you see your supervisor, is just mention that to them. Is that how much we appreciate the fact that it's there?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
And right now we're working, Celestine and I are working with the county executive officer and Joe Comente about rehabbing the vets hall down here.
The Veterans Memorial Hall.
Veterans Memorial Hall right down here on Yuba Street.
It needs a facelift.
And they're going to do it.
Yes, they
are. In conjunction with something else we're doing.
Yes, which is a surprise.
It's a surprise. But it's not really a surprise, but it's kind of a surprise. Since he knows about it.
Oh.
But because you had to have him involved. Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. You know, SST Oil is a great place. It's a great place for a number of reasons. One, they care about their customers. They want to make sure you've got defensible space out there on your property. They want to make sure that you're prepared in case that fire comes.
Time to get them on the show again.
It's time to get them on the show again. They operate throughout the Western United States. It's an employee-owned company. They are always looking for drivers, and they say, you know, what they, you get great pay. You get great retirement benefits. They take care of those. They take care of their drivers. No overnights. Yeah, think about that. No overnights. You can just do that working there. SST Oil, they've been here in this community since 1967. They're remembering their past and looking to the future. SST Oil, give them a call at 241-1167. Ask them about their fuel cards. Like Linda and I have, that allows you to travel 57 or go to 57, 58, maybe even 60,000 different gas stations
throughout
the country.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 9th, with seating options at 10 a.m. and 12 noon in the Wind River Event Center. Served buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Table of six for $135.
Taxes and fees apply.
Tickets must be purchased by calling 1-800-280-UWIN or at WinRiver.com. For the complete menu, download the Wind River app or log on to WinRiver.com.
The Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Let's see this guy in concert. I need some little, I need some patriotic, you know, juice with some great old country music like that.
What about that American flag tattooed across my chest? You can salute that.
We have our
Celestina Travers here with us here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the KCNR, 496.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I don't have words.
I love that song, though.
Yeah.
I can envelop you in the flag if you'd like.
Okay.
Celestina, today.
Yes.
Like I said, there's no words.
In an effort to honor and appreciate our local veterans, groceries. On yes. Wednesdays, you have a kind of talk to me about that. You started this.
Yeah, so we have a new community partner, and that is Salvation Army. And we are so thankful for Salvation Army that they decided, hey, we want to do a couple hours on Wednesday and give away free groceries. And so I go down there, and it's from 9 to 11, and I go down there, and we check their ID, make sure they're a veteran, And then we carry their groceries to their car. And there's groceries, bags, two bags of groceries, and then you get a choice of eggs or bread, and there's pies and cakes and all kinds of stuff. But, yes, it's really important. Especially for older veterans that are on Social Security, I'm absolutely inviting them down during this time because it helps fill the gap because Social Security doesn't pay a lot, and it allows them to get some extra food in their house. So,
sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us one more time. Give us one more time because we need to focus.
Focus.
What about today, about the groceries?
Yes, from 9 to 11 at the Salvation Army. It's on Larkspur. And please come on down and bring your military. You can either do your military ID, your veteran, the word veteran on your driver's license, or your VA card and or your DD-214. And come on down and get your groceries. They're free.
Okay. Now, the question here is, in the bureaucracy of the bureaucracy sometimes of all federal offices, they came in and left, came in and dropped that off.
Okay.
I mean,
no.
That has nothing to do with, okay.
Oh, does that have anything to do with us?
Kind of. It's just announcements.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Okay.
We have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
But getting your records from the VA can take a while.
It can.
Now, somebody just came in and said, hey, look, how do I get the 214 for my father? And I said, you know, my answers now are so much easier. I don't have to go look it up. I don't have to do anything. I just pick up my phone, and I look over here for the phone number of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and say, call this number.
Absolutely. Come on down.
Yeah. And to get your 214 for your dad or your mom or even yourself, it's not that hard.
It isn't.
But
it isn't.
It has to be mailed to you, though.
Absolutely.
They will not send it to you via email.
Correct. Yes. And you just come down to our office at 1855 Shasta Street, and you fill out an SF-180, and we send it off to you. We do not track it, but we send it off to the National Archives, or if you filed a claim before and you've been in our office, we either have it in our program or we can look it up and see if we can get it in the federal program. So there's several ways we can pull the DD-214.
You can have more than one DD-214 also.
Absolutely.
I have three.
Yeah.
I have three.
Retirees have many.
Well, I had, you know, one when I was enlisted and they discharged me. As enlisted into for an officer, and then one when I retired, and then another one after I came back on active duty. So I have three different ones. Now, on your DD-214 are things that are supposed to be on there, but if you need to really take a good look at it, because it should have the days you served or the times you served. It should have where you served, especially if it was a combat deployment. And it should also have your awards and your medals. And other awards that you received.
Absolutely.
And they should all be on there. But I will bet you I won't say 50%, but in a large percentage, they're going to have things wrong.
That's correct.
They would just have things wrong. And you're going to have to be the one that if you say, well, wait a minute, I was here on this, you know, on this operation. I was in Mogadishu.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Somalia. But yet there's nothing in there for that operation. Then what do you do then?
You come to our office and we do a correction of your DD-214. We do it all. It's amazing.
And what do you have to do to do that? Do you have to? You don't take their word for it. You have to go back and research where they were during that time.
Yeah, the vet reps do.
Okay.
Yeah, they look it up, and you can also bring in your the ship you were on or the MOS during the times, the mm-hmm. history, and it's amazing
and
what you
units.
Can find.
And
units,
the units, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody was trying to find their uncle, great uncle, was an aviator off one of the carriers. And was killed in combat.
Wow.
And I hope they came down to see you. The other thing I said too is because a lot of times the carriers have reunions or there's lots of photographs from the history of these cattle or these carriers and other organizations. Like we're getting ready to have our 50th anniversary for my basic school class. All of us bright-eyed.
When is that going to happen again?
2023. For those of us that are left. But anyway, 50th. Any type of documentation.
Yes. Any type of documentation would be your DD-214 and any units or ships you were on, and come on down and we'll help you. It's really that simple, and it's really just come on down.
Okay. Is there an announcement you have to make?
You know, I just wanted to let everybody know that we've partnered with Dash, and now, if you look up Dash on the computer, we are on their map. They've extended their route to, if you live in downtown Reading, they will pick you up, drop you off at our office, and pick you up at our office and take you back home or back to the transfer station or back to your car now if you park in the downtown parking lots. So this is a brand new program. It's pretty cool. We're very excited about it.
I think it's a great idea.
You know,
again, it helps get people down there, older people, people maybe with some injuries, they can't drive, get them down to the Veterans Service Office and then get them back out again.
Yes.
Super.
Yes.
Celestina, again, thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
Of things I want people to keep in mind here is that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is there to serve all the veterans and their families in Shasta County. And if you have any questions, they are always so friendly. Everybody I've sent down there has come back with just, oh, gosh, they were so nice. Thanks a lot, Celestina.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, DA is going to be on, the district attorney. She hasn't been dodging us. She's been actually one of the few district attorneys that tries a case. And so
right.
She's been trying cases.
She's super busy, but she'll be here with Trish.
That's right, tomorrow. Everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.